Treasury's Bessent reaffirms anti-CBDC stance. Backed stablecoins Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent restated the administration's opposition to a U.S. central bank digital currency in remarks reported on May 29, 2026. The statement, flagged by Cointelegraph on X, is the latest in a string of public reaffirmations from senior officials and adds an executive branch voice to the legislative push that has been building through 2026. The position itself is not new. The novelty is that it is on the record again from the Treasury Secretary specifically, at a moment when the legislative track to formally block a Fed-issued digital dollar is already in motion. Stablecoins, not a sovereign digital currency, remain the working answer to what does the digital dollar look like inside this administration. The reaffirmation lands on top of a legislative wall. The executive position now sits alongside several concrete legislative moves earlier in 2026. The U.S. Senate voted 84-6 to attach a Fed CBDC ban to a housing bill. The House Republican CBDC ban moved through committee, and South Carolina passed its own state-level prohibition. Treasury restating the same line gives a coherent picture across all three branches of policymaking that a retail CBDC is off the table in this term. For crypto operators, the practical effect is less about what the Fed will not build and more about what the private sector will. With no plan for a federal digital dollar, dollar-pegged stablecoins remain the only U.S.-issued digital cash that consumers and merchants can actually hold and spend. Stablecoins absorb the role a CBDC would have filled. The stablecoin market has been growing on exactly that assumption. Supply crossed $322 billion in May 2026 and continues to outrank the foreign exchange reserves of most countries. Those numbers compound when policymakers keep telling the market that no public sector competitor is coming. The Genius Act framework, which formalizes how dollar-pegged stablecoins are issued and supervised, gives banks and fintechs a regulated path to launch their own coins. Issuers have been moving into that lane already, with Falcon Finance recently tapping Anchorage Digital for a Genius Act stablecoin and MasterCard securing a New York BIT license for stablecoin payment rails. Bessent's reaffirmation removes the residual tail risk that a Fed-built alternative could later compete with these products on distribution. The CBDC ban is also a privacy and surveillance argument. The political framing of the anti-CBDC stance has consistently leaned on surveillance and consumer choice rather than monetary plumbing. A retail CBDC, in the administration's argument, would give the central bank a direct view of consumer transactions and create the technical capacity to program restrictions or freezes at the wallet level. That framing is one reason CBDC bans have moved through Republican-led legislatures with relatively little floor resistance. Private stablecoins do not eliminate that concern, but the surveillance lives at the issuer and the regulator, not at the Fed itself. For the crypto sector, the distinction matters because it preserves the business model for permissioned and lightly permissioned coins while closing the door on a public sector substitute. Cross-border implications stay messier. The cleaner the U.S. line gets, the wider the gap with jurisdictions that are actively building wholesale or retail CBDCs. China is deep into the ECNY rollout, India's e-rupee is in welfare pilots, and the European Central Bank continues to push the digital euro through preparation. The Bank for International Settlements is running live cross-border tests for tokenized payments under Project Agora. A U.S. that publicly forecloses the CBDC option will still need to interoperate with all of these systems at the wholesale settlement layer. The expectation inside the industry is that this interoperability will happen through tokenized bank deposits and regulated stablecoins rather than through a Fed wholesale token. Today's Treasury statement is consistent with that path. Practical read for users and issuers. For consumers using dollar-pegged stablecoins on cards and payment apps, the takeaway is continuity. The product category they already use is the digital dollar the U.S. government is comfortable with. For issuers, the regulatory direction is unchanged. Build under Genius Act rules, stay inside the bank charter and BitLicense framework, and assume no public sector competitor will arrive in this term. For everyone else, today's signal is just one more brick in a wall that has been going up all year.